Good morning. Last time we saw that when it comes to washing hands for davening, there are actually two different explanations what that means, that we wash for davening, and we'll talk about shachris initially, and that is as follows. The Rush was of the view that overnight our hands are busy, and it's impossible, or highly unlikely at least, that they did not touch a place of the body that is covered. Yadayim askaniyosen, and so they touched a place that they shouldn't have, and accordingly, in preparation for davening, as a need for davening, we need to have clean hands. Chazal instituted that before saying Kriyat Shema, before davening Shmoneh Esrei, we need to wash our hands, and in addition, they instituted a bracha al netilas yadayim. So according to the Rosh, the reason why we wash for davening is because the yadayim askaniyosen. They are busy, those hands are busy. We need clean hands in order to say Kriyat Shema and daven. On the other hand, the Rashba was of the view, it is because in the morning we are Kibriya Chadasha, we are newly created, and accordingly we give a Shevach, a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise and thanks, but really a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us another day, recreating us. Here we are again to worship Him as we are required. So two different reasons why for davening we need netilas yadayim. So based on that, we have another two nafkaminas, two questions, and we will have halachic differences based on these two reasons. Question number one is, if somebody gets up in the morning and does not go to the bathroom, does he still say Asher Yatzar? Asher Yatzar is typically the bracha we say after going to the bathroom. But how about if somebody didn't go to the bathroom, but he woke up in the morning? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows: Yirchatz Yadav, Yivarach al Netilas Yadayim. When somebody wakes up in the morning, you wash Netilas Yadayim, and you say the bracha al Netilas Yadayim. And the Ramah, which what we need is the Ramah, he adds on as follows: V'yish Omrim Gam Asher Yatzar. There is an opinion that says that you should say Asher Yatzar as well in the morning, no matter what. Even Vafilu Lo Asatrachav, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, you would say Asher Yatzar. And says the Ramah Vechenagu, and that is the minhag, that if somebody doesn't go to the bathroom in the morning, you would still say Asher Yatzar. So the Be'er Agra explains this Ramah as follows. He said that Ramah, who was saying that you say Asher Yatzar in the morning, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, is like the view of the Rashba, that the reason why we have Netilas Yadayim in the morning, the reason why we say the bracha on Netilas Yadayim, is that Shacharis is different from Mincha and Maariv. The reason why we have it in Shacharis is that we are Bria Chadasha, we are new creation, based on the pasuk that says Chadashim LeBikarim, and we're giving Hoda, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that we can serve Him for another day. And accordingly, Chazal instituted, it's not only that they instituted Al Netilas Yadayim, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, but two brachas were instituted. The bracha of Elokai Neshama, this was on the Neshama that was returned to us, and we also say Asher Yatzar on the body that we have. So in addition to the Netilas Yadayim, the washing of the hands, and the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim, here the Gro is telling us we have an additional two brachas that are said regardless. Number one, Elokai Neshama, on the Neshama that we have, and Asher Yatzar Es Adam B'Chochma, on the body that it functions normally, and accordingly, we say both of them, and we actually say them all in order. The Nusach of the Rishonim is that we say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar, and that is the minhag, that you say Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and then Elokai Neshama, because they're really a group of brachas together, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the concept, we are giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having created us and give us the Neshama and giving us the goof to function normally, it's going to be said regardless of having gone to the bathroom. Regardless of somebody having gone to the bathroom in the morning, we're going to say all of those brachas. So that is a nafkamina based on the difference between the explanation of the Rosh and the Rashba. Based on the Rashba, we are going to say the Asher Yatzar as a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of having gone to the bathroom. But the Rosh would likely say it's only when you go to the bathroom that you would say the Asher Yatzar in the morning. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it. So we have the Psak of the Ramah, that even somebody who does not go to the bathroom, based on the Rashba, we would say Asher Yatzar. Another nafkamina, just to introduce, and we will get into more detail next time, is when should you say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? If there's a gap in time, you wake up, and you went to the bathroom, you washed Netilas Yadayim, you went to the bathroom, and then you come out, should you then say Al Netilas Yadayim, or should you wait until it's closer to davening? Wait till you get to shul. So in theory, this would be another nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba as follows. Based on the Rosh, was of the view that we need to wash our hands to have clean hands because they were busy during the night. They have touched things that they shouldn't have, uncovered areas of the body. So in order to daven properly, to say a Kriya Shema properly, we have to wash our hands. Accordingly, we want to say Al Netilas Yadayim and even wash the hands again, close to davening, to make sure that we have clean hands for davening. So we would push the Al Netilas Yadayim to be right before our davening. But based on the reason of the Rashba, that we are saying the Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning because we are newly created. And we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us another day, that He has created us once again to give us another day, that Al Netilas Yadayim, the bracha, would be said as close to waking up as possible. We would not wait when there's a gap between waking up and going to davening. This is a bracha that relates more to our waking up and being awake and being newly created, and it is not the concept of saying it closer to davening because we have clean hands, or because we need to have clean hands, so we wash and say Al Netilas Yadayim for davening. So again, this is another nafkamina between the two reasons. When would we say Al Netilas Yadayim? Apparently based on the Rosh, because the concept here is to have clean hands for davening, for Kriya Shema, we would say close to the davening Kriya Shema, say it in shul right before davening, based on the Rashba that we are saying a hodah for praise, a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us another day. We are Bria Chadasha. We would say it when we wake up, and we would not wait until close to davening. And Amir Tashem, on the second point, when do we say that Al Netilas Yadayim? That was just in theory what I just mentioned, but Amir Tashem, we will get into a major machlokas haposkim on this very issue. When do you say Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Have a wonderful day.